It's a great pleasure to be here and to take the floor at this important moment. And today's inauguration of the single supervisory mechanism signals a revolution in Europe's financial architecture. Just as importantly, we are celebrating the opening of a new chapter in the wider history of European integration. The banking union is the biggest leap forward since the creation of the euro. It is for me a particular satisfaction to celebrate the breakthrough today at the very end of my European mandate, which has been so much shaped by our crisis response. It feels as if la boucle est bouclée, as if we are coming full circle. I also want to take this occasion on these premises to thank the European Central Bank, and in particular its two presidents, Jean-Claude Trichet and Mario Draghi, for their role in taming the crisis of the Eurozone and shaping a new European currency for the world financial system. The work is not over. The four presidents' report on a genuine economic and monetary union is a roadmap for the upcoming years. The next frontier will be to move towards closer economic policy coordination. The challenge will now be to bring back sustainable growth and jobs. Here also, we must put aside taboos, ideology, obsessions, and be pragmatic and result-oriented. Ladies and gentlemen, without growth and jobs, the European idea itself is in danger. But we can overcome this threat too. Economic policies are not an aim in themselves. Financial stability is not an aim in itself. We are doing this to safeguard and increase prosperity for all Europeans, to consolidate and deepen our European projects. When we keep this fundamental inspiration in mind, when we remind ourselves why we are doing all this, we will not despair, and we will create our own hope. Thank you.